In this bulletin, Melbourne's nightly curfew to be removed from tomorrow. Former Labor Minister and Age Discrimination Commissioner Susan Ryan dies aged 77. And in sport, the Los Angeles Lakers advance to the NBA Finals for the first time in a decade. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Melbourne's nightly curfew will be lifted from tomorrow morning after a steady drop in Victoria's coronavirus case numbers. The state has recorded 16 new infections and 2 deaths, with the 14-day rolling average in metropolitan Melbourne now just 22.1. As a result, several restrictions in the city will be eased earlier than originally planned, including all primary school students returning to on-site learning by the 12th of October, the removal of the one-person-per-household shopping rule, and the resumption of outdoor weddings with a limit of 5 people. Premier Daniel Andrews says the lifting of the 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew comes with a new fine of almost $5,000 for breaking gathering restrictions to ensure Victoria continues to keep its case numbers low.
We are so close, so close to beating this thing, and it is just not appropriate to be going and visiting friends, to be gathering in car parks or wherever it might be. All the stuff that we saw some months ago, and we have seen to a lesser extent in recent times, that puts everything at risk. It puts everything that Victorians have done at risk.
Other changes include 127,000 workers returning on-site with a COVID-safe plan, the mandatory face covering ruling now excluding face shields, childcare services reopening for all children, VCE and VCAL students returning to school for assessments from the 5th of October, and outdoor religious gatherings allowed with a limit of 5 people. Authorities also expect the state to move to the next step of eased restrictions on the 19th of October, which is a week earlier than planned. Under that step, restrictions on reasons to leave the house will be removed. Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded one case of COVID-19, a returned overseas traveller in hotel quarantine. And New South Wales is celebrating a major milestone with no new coronavirus cases recorded today. That's the first time the state's daily numbers haven't increased since the 10th of June. To other news, and Susan Ryan, the first woman to be appointed a minister in a federal Labor government, has died aged 77. Ms. Ryan served under Bob Hawke and was responsible for landmark sex discrimination and affirmative action laws. She stayed in Parliament as an ACT senator for 12 years before retiring in 1987. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has paid tribute to Ms. Ryan, describing her as a champion of opportunity.
Many of the things today that we take for granted were issues which were championed by Susan Ryan, and ones indeed in which she was vilified for her championing of those issues. She went on, of course, to become the Age Discrimination Commissioner, the Disability Discrimination Commissioner, and a champion of superannuation, as well as the Republic.
Overseas, and Conservative Judge Amy Coney Barrett has been nominated by United States President Donald Trump to fill the vacancy on the country's Supreme Court. The 48-year-old is a favourite of religious conservatives due to her previous stances on abortion, gun rights, and immigration. If the Senate confirms her nomination to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last week aged 87, it would push the Supreme Court's conservative majority to a commanding 6-3. Democratic Party leader Chuck Schumer has condemned the nomination, saying Judge Barrett would help to undo a lot of the positive changes Justice Ginsburg made.
Just about everything that America believes in and stands for when it comes to issues like health care and labor rights and LGBTQ rights and women's rights, Judge Barrett stands against all of that.
Donald Trump says he believes Judge Coney Barrett will be confirmed to the Supreme Court before Election Day in November. To sport, and the Los Angeles Lakers are through to the NBA Finals for the first time in a decade. LeBron James punctuated his 27th postseason triple-double with a big fourth quarter, powering the Lakers to an 111-107 victory over the Denver Nuggets. James finished with 38 points, 16 rebounds and 10 assists to become the fourth player to reach 10 NBA Finals. The Lakers will face either Miami or Boston in their 32nd NBA Finals appearance, the most in league history. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Showers and a possible storm in Perth and 21, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 22, becoming sunny in Melbourne and 15, partly cloudy in Hobart, also 15, morning fog and frost in Canberra and 16, sunny in Wollongong and 18, mostly sunny in Sydney and 20, partly cloudy in Newcastle, also 20, much the same in Brisbane and 24, mostly sunny in Cairns, 31, and similar conditions in Darwin and 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.